Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Friesleben. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Stan Przanowski. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. There goes Powell. The throw from Alexander to Blanks, and Powell is out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Friesleben covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Smalley moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Norris reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. Date moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris scores. Date moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is hit by the pitch. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman bunts towards third. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Randall. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Przanowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Przanowski. Carbo moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Carbo moves to third. Alexander moves to second. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Freisleben covering, for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cubbage trying to get to home. Norris throws the ball into Alexander, who tags Cubbage, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiles hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Przanowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Holly now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Sutton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Carew steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Carew scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0 for 2 in the game. Childs hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Cubbage moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell scores. Cubbage moves to third. 2 outs. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Jim Kern now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Butch Weiniger now catching. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed bunts for a double play. 2 outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Rich Childs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Ford moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Ford steals third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall is hit by the pitch. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. Randall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.